The next concert coming up on the Schreiber Hall concert series will be on Sunday, February the 14th, a very important day for lovers and also for musicians. It will be at 5:30 as usual. And I have a couple of guests in the studio, Executive Director Catherine Cochran and composer and past violinist Jonathan Leshnaf. It's lovely to welcome you both. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So Gil Shaham and the Knights for this performance, Catherine. And Gil, in a way, really hardly needs any introduction. I mean, this wonderful recording career as well as his long association with Schreiber. But the Knights possibly do need a bit of an introduction. They seem like a really wonderful mix and match group.
Yes. While this will be Gil Shaham's sixth visit at Schreiber Hall Concert Series, this will be the Knights' Baltimore debut. They are a chamber orchestra based out of Brooklyn in New York City, really anchored by two brothers, Eric Jacobson and Colin Jacobson, who are the conductor and first violinist. And they work as a collective. So they're in some ways a movable feast with a cohort of musicians, all spectacular musicians that come together for different projects and different configurations. And they've got a really exciting, vital, dynamic sound, and also a very interesting approach to music making in that they really embrace music as a whole and don't strictly focus on one area or one period, and really embrace the idea of living in the 21st century, living as musicians who grew up listening to all sorts of genres, and that really informs their music making and their programming and such.
Jonathan, I've seen your music described as emotionally powerful and thoroughly accessible. And in a way, that also describes the soloist for whom you've been writing this piece. I mean, Gil Shaham is all of that and beyond. Tell me how the association started.
I met Gil when the Baltimore Symphony premiered Starburst, an orchestral work I wrote in 2010. And he was actually standing backstage. He went for the concerto after my opener, and he liked it. He said, "Hey, that was cool." And so I immediately followed up and said, "Great, I'll write you a piece." And what followed from that was the Yiddish Suite that I wrote for him. And our collaboration has continued. And then thanks to Schreiber Hall, this concerto has come.
Now, these days, perhaps we don't come across composers writing concertos and symphonies and those more traditional forms to the same extent. It's really interesting that that seems to be your palette.
Those genres call me. My aesthetic is that music of the past has so much to offer, and there are time-honored structures and systems which, to me, are fully viable and accessible. As time has moved along, music has discovered new things, new harmonies, new angles. And I like to bring that newness into the time-honored structures and forms. The symphonies and concerti and string quartets are just something that naturally fits to what I'm interested in.
And a world premiere, isn't it, Jonathan, of your piece? So this is the Chamber Concerto for Violin and Orchestra by Jonathan Leshnaf. The first half of the program also includes a couple of character pieces by Rebel and Sarasati. And then after the intermission, a chamber orchestra version of Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, his Symphony No. 3. And this is on Sunday the 14th, 5:30 p.m. in Schreiber Hall on the Homewood campus. More information at schreiberconcerts.org. What a pleasure to speak to composer Jonathan Leshnaf. You can't often say that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Also the executive director, Catherine Cochran.
Thank you.